I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. From noon today until 11 o'clock tonight, the Cincinnati Observatory Center is hosting Scope Out 2012. You and the family have a chance to see lots of telescopes, tour the historic buildings, and even gaze through the observatory's telescopes. Cincinnati Edition contributor Dean Regas, outreach astronomer for the observatory, talks to astronomer Pamela Gay, who will be the keynote speaker for the event.
Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Well, now, Pamela, you've been doing a lot of podcasting. I guess that's how you're mostly known around how you popularize astronomy. Tell us a little bit about the podcasting you do and what it's kind of like.
Well, I put out a weekly show with Fraser Cain, who's the publisher of Universe Today. Our show, Astronomy Cast, works to take our listeners on a facts-based journey through the cosmos, talking about not just what we know, but also how we know it. And that's one of the awesome things about teaching science is everything that we learn through experimentation, through observation, through computer simulations, and it's through putting all of these pieces together that we're actually able to understand our universe.
So if somebody tunes into Astronomy Cast, what's a typical program like?
It's kind of hard to say that there's any one typical program. Each week we take on a different concept, and sometimes it'll be something out of basic physics where we might spend 30 minutes talking about, well, what exactly does it mean that something has mass? What is gravity? But other weeks we'll talk about a satellite mission such as Mercury Messenger or a historic figure such as Einstein. So we're really trying to cover all the different aspects of astronomy to give a full picture of the science, the people behind the science, and the instrumentation that makes the science possible.
Now, you've been one of the kind of early proponents in the astronomy field for using new media to get the word out. Are there some other venues, other ways you can kind of popularize astronomy that you found that's been really effective?
I think our favorite new media is using Google Hangouts on Air. This is a new technology that is part of Google Plus, and it allows us to bring up to 10 people into a video chat that we can share out with an unlimited audience through YouTube and Google Plus. And what we've been using this technology for is to do virtual star parties every Sunday night. So we'll get a group of observers, sometimes spanning from Turkey to California to Australia, and we can all at once look through the eyepiece using webcams of telescopes that are seeing the sky before the dawn, after the dusk, and even looking at the sun during Australian afternoons. And it's really amazing to capture a complete 24-hour period in 1 hour of video.
Well, and so this leads me to the question, in your opinion, are the days of science magazines, books and journals, radio shows, are they kind of going fast? Oh, by the way, thanks for being on old media with us, too.
Well, I have to admit, I somewhat got my start working in old media, and you can still find articles that I write in various magazines. The thing about old media is it does continue to reach much larger audiences. The people listening to the show in their cars are probably much greater in number than the number of people in that same rush hour traffic or that same afternoon. I guess Saturday afternoon traffic isn't so much rush hour traffic. In that same traffic, they outnumber the number of people listening to podcasts in their cars. So with old media, we'll continue to be able to reach people through radio. People are going to continue to, well, maybe not turn on the TV, but turn on Hulu, turn on Netflix, and watch television through their computer screens. But with new media, we're able to create a much more dynamic situation where people are watching us, they're commenting on it, they're sharing it through social media. And so it becomes much more of a shared experience than we get with the old media. There's a place for both, and I think over time we'll find that the two media slowly come together as more and more magazines find a future on iPad and Android devices, and more radio shows end up getting reproduced as podcasts. It's all slowly evolving into one shared experience of information.
Yeah. So how did you first get involved in the field of astronomy?
Oh, it's hard to say when that first moment was. My dad was a science junkie, so some of my earliest memories are looking at the moon through a small telescope, and I remember being made to take naps so that I could stay up and watch the Voyager data of Jupiter coming back and being televised. And I never really stopped being a fan of astronomy. And my entire life has been punctuated by great moments of NASA exploration, from the Voyager missions through Clementine to the Hubble Space Telescope, the development of the space shuttle. And I was inspired by all of these different things and then just never stopped looking up and continued on through college and graduate school.
I'm speaking with Dr. Pamela Gay, who is astronomer, writer, and podcaster, also assistant research professor at Southern Illinois University. She'll be here in Cincinnati speaking at the Cincinnati Observatory, an amazingly beautiful venue, I must say. What will you be speaking on tonight at the observatory?
I'm going to be talking about how everyday people can be part of NASA's exploration of our solar system through citizen science. And the amazing thing is that with today's data coming down from all of these different missions, some of the people out listening may have seen the amazing image of the coronal mass ejection of the sun that took place this week. It's possible for you from your computer, from your smartphone, to tap into this data and actually be part of looking for unknown scientific behaviors, being part of mapping out the surfaces of rocky worlds within our solar system. And I'm going to explain how you can get involved and be part of our new way of exploring the solar system.
Well, you mentioned citizen science projects. Is that there's also another side job if you don't have enough jobs as part of this group called CosmoQuest?
Yes, I'm actually the director of the project. And what we're doing is we're working with a number of different NASA missions, and we're creating ways for people to both learn about our solar system and also explore our solar system. Our largest project right now is called Moon Mappers, and we're taking data from the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and getting anyone who has an internet connection to help us map out the craters and map out the scientifically interesting features that cover these extraordinarily high-resolution images. The images that we have are actually so detailed that if a basketball player laid down on the moon and assumed the snow angel position, you'd actually be able to see him as a small splotch in the image. We can make out the trails left by the Apollo astronauts as they walked back and forth on the surface of the moon in these images.
And you just recently returned from Beijing. The International Astronomical Union Conference was meeting there. And I have to ask, it's been 6 years. Did the word Pluto come up at all?
I think there was a lot of people who brought it up, but no one brought it up officially in terms of voting on anything or discussing reclassifying it. But there is definitely a, hey, this is the second meeting since, well, Pluto was removed from the planetary club. It's unclear if IAU will ever redraft the change that it made, but I know that there's a number of people who continue to hope that, well, we'll eventually end up with a better definition of planet and hopefully one that allows all the dwarf planets to perhaps, gain a title better than dwarf planet.
So what other things came about at the IAU meeting that you noticed?
Well, the two things that I think had the deepest impact on me were noticing that the budget for IAU is actually split 50-50 between educational activities and scientific activities, because it's been recognized that using astronomy, we can create a more technologically and scientifically educated future. So the IAU is working on investing in a global society that has a better understanding of astronomy. And tied in with that, I heard this amazing comment made by one of the South African astronomers. He said that in his nation, there's still real problems with star stations, still real problems with people not having access to clean water. And many people question why in South Africa they are investing so much in astronomy. South Africa is really one of the up-and-coming nations for both studying the sky using radio waves, well, like the waves that are being used to listen to this show, and also looking at the sky. Like you normally look at it through a backyard telescope, but with some of the largest telescopes in the world. And when people ask these questions, the way he answers them is to say that the entire South African budget for astronomy is only enough money to provide one meal for everyone in South Africa. But at the same time, when they build an observatory in a remote location, they're providing that location fresh water that it may never have had. They're providing electricity. They're providing high-speed internet. And so by distributing astronomy across their nation, they're also distributing resources.
Well, we're certainly in a golden age of astronomy exploration right now. And I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning and getting me all excited about your talk coming up today.
I can't wait to be there, and I can't wait to get to share all of the ideas for the future that we have.
I've been speaking with Dr. Pamela Gay, who is an astronomer, writer, and podcaster. She's the co-host of Astronomy Cast and also has the nicknames the Star Strider. She'll be speaking as part of Scope Out. Scope Out happens today, beginning at noon and runs till 11 p.m. For more information, visit WVXU.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Dean Regas.